That was his 5-year-old child. She belonged. As a compassionate white shaman, he heard the message of Bhagavad Dharma from the womb of his mother, from the lips of his Guru Maharaj, Sri Narada Muni. He was fearless. He perfected the process of always remembering Krishna and never forgetting Krishna. Cast into the most terrifying conditions, pits of snakes, thrown into the ocean, thrown off mountains, crushed by boulders, spears in the hands of rakshasas, deadly poison, raging fire, freezing winds. Prahlad Maharaj was not concerned with either life or death, because he was always immersed in remembering Krishna, chanting his holy names. The Lord did allow these atrocities to carry on, to show the world for all time to come the glories of the Vaishnava. Prahlad was alone in the palace of Hiranyakashipu, surrounded by nothing but rakshasas, asuras, daityas. But yet, his faith and devotion is ever increasing. The Lord protects his devotee. He appeared in the form of Sri Narahari, half man, half lion, and ripped Hiranyakashipu to pieces, while still preserving the vows of Lord Brahma, the boons of Lord Brahma. Lord Narasimhadev appeared as the very personification of supreme wrath. Just as Krishna manifests the quality of supreme beauty. All wrath that we have, that we have the capacity to have, is just infinitesimal part and parcel of the wrath of Lord Narasimhadev, because he is the supreme whole. You know how people could get angry in this world. That is just an infinitesimal perverted reflection of the wrath of Narasimhadev. When he was roaring with his reddened eyes, sharpened teeth, even Brahma, as well as Lakshmidev, could not approach him. But Sri Prahlad, fearlessly, with the blessings of Lord Brahma, came before Narasimhadev, offered him a garland of victory, offered him his heart in love, because he was seeing the supreme wrath of the Absolute Truth in its truth as an expression of his divine love, not only for Prahlad, but for Hiranyakashipu, who was also his son, being punished according to his deeds. Prahlad Maharaj's sweet prayers pacified Lord Narasimhadev. After this transcendental leela, Lord Narasimha Dev came to this place, knowing this to be his eternal abode, but not with me. Knowing in his heart of hearts that this is the place that he will kill the demons, not with his claw, his bow, his chakra, but he will kill the demoniac mentality in the hearts of the demons with his supremest weapon, his incarnation of his holy name.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Lord Narasimhadev came to this place, this abode, where the Mangakini Ganga is flowing. And here he washed his hands with blood of the Nandakashipu, that great blasphemer of Vaishnavas. In cleaning the blood from his hands here, he also revealed that this is the place where all reactions of all sins can be cleaned away. He spent some time here, and the devas, they set up temporary abodes on various hills just on the other side of the Mandakini Ganga. It's called Devapali, because this is another Sinapali. And the demigods here, for some days, worship Lord Narasimha. When the Lord was to disappear, he manifested this form. This deity is said to have been here since the age of Satya. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees would personally come here and dance before Lord Narasimhadev, singing the glories of his holy name. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has taught us that Vaishnavas worship Lord Narasimhadev for protection. Protection from the evils of this world, which are both within us and outside of us. Protection of the devotional principles of other devotees. Protection of the Krishna conscious society. Srila Prabhupada personally taught us after every arti, devotees should come together to pray to Lord Narasimhadev to protect the Krishna consciousness movement, all the Vaishnavas within it, and to protect the dignity of our own vows. Bhaktivinoda Thakur taught us as well that a devotee prays to Lord to kill the anarthas within our heart. The anartha of lust, anger, envy, pride, greed, and illusion. These demons have been polluting us and forcing us to take birth again and again in this world of suffering. These demons have stolen away the great treasure of bhakti from our hearts since time immemorial. They are all powerful, greater than Hiranyakashipu. devotees pray to Lord Narsingadev. Please destroy these obstacles so that with a pure heart we can worship Sri Srimata Krishna. Serve their devotees and blissfully chant their holy name. Lord Narasimhadev, here at Narasimhapali, only gives darshan from 10 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock at noon every day. But due to the enthusiasm of all of you, he's manifesting himself before our eyes at 8 o'clock p.m.
Sri Narasimha Dev Bhagavan Ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu created a spiritual revolution. He came to this world to reveal the essence of spirituality. We are not these material bodies, and we essentially have nothing to do with the temporary designations of this body. We are the eternal servants of Krishna, pure spirit souls. To love Krishna is Sanatana Dharma. The eternal occupation of every living being is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead with unalloyed love and devotion. And one who possesses that love is truly to be honored. One who possesses that love can also give that love. Therefore, he is the wealthiest of all persons. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the condition of India. And it's actually the condition all over the world, in different ways, different times, different places. People see things according to external appearances. And they judge something accordingly. However, Krishna consciousness is a matter of inner substance, not outer appearance. In India, Brahmins became so proud, artificially, superficially taking control of people's lives by being the custodians of the blessings of God. And people who were born in lower families were considered outcasts. They were not allowed in a temple. If a Brahmin was to see one, what to speak of touch their shadow, they would bathe in the Ganga. And somehow or other, if they indirectly were to serve the Brahmins, then they would be possibly blessed that in their next birth they may be be born in a higher family. And then they would have some chance for spiritual understanding. This was actually the condition prevailing all over India. Sectarianism, based on material concerns, have always plagued this planet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to establish the Yuga Dharma in the most instructive way. Therefore, he coronated as the Namacharya, the example of how to live in this age of Kali, the spiritual master of the Harinam Sankirtan movement. He arranged that that person be born in a family of Malechas and Yavanas. Outcast, untouchable. This was a very important lesson the Lord wanted to show the world. But it's amazing that even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own line of descendants adopted the same mentality. If you're not born in the family of descendants of Lord Nityananda or Advaita, you have no right to initiate, you have no right to preach. They are the exclusive heirs. To this day, this is going on. And it was prevalent for hundreds of years until Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati literally broke through these sectarian boundaries of material conceptualizations. And his life was threatened. There were conspiracies to kill him. And when Srila Prabhupada went to the West to give brahminical initiation to people foreign of India, who were constantly chanting the holy names of the Lord, he was condemned by certain classes. But actually we could understand that he was truly upholding the spirit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We heard in Antadvip how Lord Brahma felt very much ashamed that he had caused such a disturbance in Vrindavan by stealing the gopas and the calves. But Krishna taught him a good lesson and literally crushed his pride into powder. He was thinking that I am such a fool. I'm thinking myself the creator, but I'm just an instrument in the hands of Krishna. I'm considering myself the father of all the people in this universe. But Krishna is the seed-giving father of all living beings. But it's very, very difficult when you're in a situation of great opulence, power, and knowledge to be humble. Because actually the whole world is against you. Because they're flattering you. They want your money, so they're going to tell you how nice you are. People exploit each other, even through praise and flattery. If one is powerful, if one has control over others, if one has wealth, beauty, knowledge, these are the greatest disqualifications for spiritual life because they bring about false ego. So Lord Brahma came to Navadvip and prayed for the mercy of Lord Gauranga. That when you come in Kali Yuga, I don't want to be a proud Lord Brahma. I want to be a genuinely humble servant. I want nothing material to have anything to be proud of. So Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu told him, you will descend as Srila Haridas Thakur. You will be born in a family of malechas, outcast. But you will be constantly chanting my holy name. In fact, you will be chanting at least 300,000 names of Lord Krishna every day. And I will tell you a secret. I will appear as Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu in this form to taste the sweetness and the love of my pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani, and to distribute that love. You will be my constant associate in Navadvip and in Puri. And at the time of your departure from that body, you will be gazing at my moon-like face and chanting my holy name.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
Today we are at Phuliagram, one of the most holy places in all of creation. The pastimes that took place here have the power to completely transform our lives. Some of the most important historical incidents in the history of our sampradaya were manifested here. The leelas were glorified by Vrindavan Das Thakur, by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and by all of our acharyas. We have come here for inspiration, for purification, and to please the eternal, worshipable deity of Srila Haridas Thakur, to beg for his mercy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said about Haridas Thakur, anyone who sees you, anyone who remembers you, anyone who pleases you, will most certainly get love of Krishna if it is done sincerely and honestly. Haridas Thakur performed the austerity of chanting at least 300,000 names of Lord Krishna every day before eating or sleeping. And still he had time to go out and preach and make this whole area Krishna conscious. Today we are at Phuliagram, one of the most holy places in all of creation. The pastimes that took place here have the power to completely transform our lives. Some of the most important historical incidents in the history of our sampradaya were manifested here. The leelas were glorified by Vrindavan Das Thakur, by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and by all of our acharyas. We have come here for inspiration, for purification, and to please the eternal, worshipable deity of Srila Haridas Thakur to beg for his mercy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said about Haridas Thakur, anyone who sees you, anyone who remembers you, anyone who pleases you, will most certainly get love of Krishna if it is done sincerely and honestly. Haridas Thakur performed the austerity of chanting at least 300,000 names of Lord Krishna every day before eating or sleeping. And still he had time to go out and preach and make this whole area Krishna conscious. So while we are here in his honor, whenever we chant the holy names, we should do it very loudly, with great enthusiasm, in such a way that Srila Haridas Thakur will be pleased upon us and bestow his infinite blessings. This way we should chant the holy name.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Haridas Thakur appeared in this world in a place called Budang, in a family of Malechas, Yavanas. However, from his earliest childhood, he had a natural devotion to Lord Krishna, and such a deep enthusiasm to chant the names of Krishna, that everyone in that area became influenced by his enthusiasm for devotional service. He transformed the hearts of all. After that, some time, he left his home at Budana to go to Dainapal. There, with his own hands, he made a little thatched hut in a secluded forest. He would be constantly chanting the holy names. He planted a tulsi. He would worship tulsi. This was his whole bhajan, just worshiping tulsi and Harinam. His influence was so great that people all around were becoming his disciples, giving up all materialistic ways. There was a zamindar, or landholder, who would excise taxes on behalf of the king. And his name was Ramchandra Khan. He was a Shakta, worshipper of Durga Devi. And he was very proud. Because he had power and money, he was proud. He could not tolerate seeing this outcast by birth getting so much popularity. This envy in his heart was burning like a raging fire. Isn't it amazing how envy works? How if someone is happy and doing well, it's such an intolerable thing to our heart to accommodate. We want to destroy that person. This was Ramchandra Khan's mentality. So he tried to do everything he possibly could to discredit Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur was an acharya. He was teaching by his example. He couldn't find a single fault in him, no matter how much he tried. So he decided he would have to create fault. He must fall down. And Ramchandra Khan, like materialistic people, they see the world as a mirror of their own consciousness. Because he's so addicted to sex life, he thinks everyone potentially must be addicted to sex life. So he called the best quality prostitutes in his whole area and told the plan. And he selected one prostitute who was the very, very best of all. She told him, no problem. Within 3 days, I promise you that I will have him fall down with me. And then you can capture him and make him a prisoner. No man had ever resisted her charms. Ramchandra Khan said, I'll send some soldiers secretly behind you. She said, no, no. Let me enjoy with him union for one night. Then the second night you can arrest him. So in the lonely forests of Benapol, Haridas was chanting day and night. It was twilight. The time when people's material desires are most subjected to attraction. She came forward. Haridas was sitting, chanting his japa. She bowed down to him. She began to expose beautiful parts of her female body. She said, O Thakur, O great preacher, O great devotee, you are so beautiful. Every limb is so charming on your body, and you're just at the peak of your youth. What woman could possibly control her mind upon seeing you? O Thakur, I'm a beautiful young woman, and by the arrangement of Providence, we are all alone in the middle of the jungle. I long to have union with you. If you do not fulfill my desire, I will not be able to maintain my life. Please enjoy with me. Haridas Thakur looked upon her with great compassion and said, certainly I will fulfill your desire. However, I have taken a vow to chant the holy names at least 10 million times a month. Just wait till I finish my chanting, and then I will fulfill your desires. So she sat patiently on Haridas's instruction. He said, you just sit here and listen to the chanting. He began to chant very loudly so she could hear it nicely. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
He chanted all night long. The sun began to rise and she left. She went and reported to Ramchandra Khan. He promised, he'll do it. Just give me another night. So she returned at the twilight time. She offered obeisances to Tulsi. She offered obeisances to Srila Haridas. Haridas told her, I'm sorry, I did not fulfill your desire last night. I couldn't complete my rounds in time. But you just sit down and hear the chanting, and certainly I will fulfill your desires. Second night he chanted, all night long. The sun rose. He told her, you come back tomorrow, and certainly I will fulfill your desires. On the third night, she sat just outside the kutir of Haridas, in his vision. Meanwhile, she was making all sounds and exposing various parts of her body. At the end of the night, Haridas said, my chanting is complete. Now I will fulfill all your desires. At that time, the prostitute prostrated herself at Haridas's lotus feet, began to cry, said, I surrender my life to you. Please understand what a wicked, sinful person I am. Not only am I a prostitute, but Ramchandra Khan sent me here to destroy your name and fame. He sent me here to cause you to fall down into illusion. Then he was going to arrest you, beat you. Haridas Thakur said, I know that Ramchandra Khan is an ignorant fool. When I heard of his conspiracy against me, I was going to leave that same day. But you came. Therefore, I decided I would stay 3 extra days just to deliver you. She said, please be my spiritual master. Instruct me how I can give up material life and develop love for Krishna. Haridas Thakur said, you go home. And all the wealth that you obtain through your illicit activities, you give it away to the Brahmins. Then you come back here. Shave your head. Wear simple cloth. Worship Tulsi. And every day chant 300,000 times the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Ram, Hare, Ram, 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 Hare, Hare.
Haridas Thakur then left that place, and the prostitute came back and followed his orders perfectly. She lived so simple. If people gave her something to eat as alms, she would eat. Otherwise, she fasted. Through the process of controlling her senses and chanting the holy names, she very soon became completely purified. And all the people of Benapole were coming to have her darshan, to seek her blessings. And after seeing her, they all glorified Srila Haridas Thakur ki. Because Ramchandra Khan performed that offense to a Vaishnav, it was the seed which would later germinate into a tree, and the fruit of that tree would cause his destruction. Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to Benapole when he was preaching in Bengal. And he was sitting in the Durga Mandapa of Ramchandra Khan. Ramchandra Khan did not even invite him into his home. Rather, he sent a servant to tell Nityananda Prabhu that you shouldn't be here. You should stay in a simple milkman's house, not in his house. You can stay in the shed of the cows of a milkman. Seeing his disgraceful, offensive mentality to Vaishnavas, Nityananda Prabhu began to laugh. He said, I will not stay in the house of this, and I will not even stay in the village of this atheist. And he left. Soon after that, the Muslim tax collector understood that Ramchandra Khan was cheating in how much of the taxes he was giving. He was not a tax collector, actually. This person was like the superior of Ramchandra Khan. and he killed a cow and cooked its flesh right in the courtyard of Ramchandra. Then he beat Ramchandra and put in prison himself, his wife, all his children. He plundered and destroyed everything in his house. Then he plundered for 3 days the entire village. After this, the village became vacant. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells us, if one offends a great Vaishnava, not only is he destroyed, but his family and the whole village around him has to pay the price of that offense. Meanwhile, Haridas Thakur, after leaving Benapol, went to Chandapur, which we were at 3 days ago. It is one of the villages of Saptagram. Chandapur is the place where Yadunanda Acharya and Balaram Acharya were living. They were so happy that Haridas Thakur was there. They worshipped him. They loved him. They had such attachment to him. They arranged a nice little cave for him to live. And every day Haridas Thakur would come to Balaram Acharya's house for prasad. One time they decided to share the great wealth of this association with others. So they held a conference where they invited many aristocratic and intelligent, learned persons to discuss the glories of the holy name. And the special guest of honor was Srila Haridas Thakur. So they were talking. What is the actual benefits of chanting Krishna's holy names? One great scholar said, according to the Shastra, if one chants the holy names of Krishna, one becomes free of all sins. Another man said, I have studied the Shastras and I have understood that by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one can get liberation from all material bondage. They were really glorifying the holy name according to their realization. Haridas Thakur spoke that these are not the two real benedictions of chanting the holy names. The real benediction of chanting the holy name is by doing so, offenselessly, one develops ecstatic love for Krishna. When ecstatic love of Krishna awakens within one's heart, that is the ultimate perfection of the soul. In fact, destroying sins and liberation are subordinate byproducts to the chanting of the holy names. If one chants offenselessly, one gets love of Krishna. Please understand, just as when the sun is rising, before the sun actually appears, the whole darkness of the night is illuminated and all the thieves and ghosts disappear. Similarly, when there is Namabhas, Namabhas means the dim reflection of the offenseless chanting of the holy name. Automatically, all sinful reactions are destroyed and one is liberated. But when one actually chants offenselessly and then purely, then the sun of pure love of God arises in the horizon of the heart. That is the true result of chanting Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
There was a very young, handsome, wealthy, learned Brahmin who was in that assembly. His name was Gopal Chakravarti. He was an impersonalist. He could not tolerate what Haridas Thakur was saying. What? What nonsense you're speaking? Great personalities study the scriptures, perform tapasya, do meditation for millions and millions of births to attain the ultimate goal of life, mukti. And you are so blasphemous and ignorant, you low-class man, you're saying that mukti is just an insignificant, subordinate byproduct of the chanting of the holy names? Haridas Thakur says, it's not me saying, it's the scriptures that say. Then he began to cite many wonderful stories from the scriptures. This man was outraged. He said, if mukti is not a byproduct of the chanting of the holy names, then I will cut off your nose. The crowd was horrified. Haridas Thakur said, if mukti is not an insignificant subordinate byproduct coming from chanting, I will cut off my own nose. Govardhan and Hiranyamaju Madar, who were the leaders of the aristocrats of Saptakram, they were outraged. First of all, they took away all the responsibilities, the occupation of this Gopal Chakravarti, and they kicked him out and said, get out of here, you offensive rascal. And Gopal Chakravarti was so proud, being a Brahmin. I don't care if I lose everything, I'm right. Hare Krishna. Haridas Thakur smiled. He said, do not be disturbed. The fact is, the real result of chanting Hare Krishna is love of Krishna. Within 3 days, Gopal Chakravarti got leprosy. And his fingers, which were like the buds of a champak flower, fell off. His toes, beautiful toes, melted away. And his nose disappeared. Krishna cut off his nose because he had offended the holy name and the acharya who gave his life to propagate the chanting of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Much louder, please. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. While in Chandapur in Saptagram, every day Raghunath Das, the son of Govardhan Majumadar, would come with Balaramacharya to meet with Srila Haridas Thakur. At that time he was a very young boy. But the influence of that association with Srila Haridas Thakur had such a deep impression in his heart that he became completely indifferent to all material things. And in his heart awakened the exclusive desire for devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From Chandapur, Haridas Thakur came to this place, Shantipur. When he arrived in Shantipur, he was welcomed by Srila Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya was so happy to see such a pure, effulgent Vaishnava. They both offered their prostrate obeisances to each other. They embraced with such ecstatic love, covering each other with their own tears. Advaitacharya and Haridas Thakur, they had such love for each other. No one can understand this love. They would spend a whole day, every day, just discussing topics of Krishna, dancing together and chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Out of love for Srila Haridas Thakur, Advaitacharya personally arranged a nice cave for him here in Fulia, the place where we are sitting today. Haridas Thakur would chant the holy names in the cave. Each day, on the invitation of Sri Advaita, he would come to his house for prasad. Haridas Thakur, one day, in a very embarrassed state, he said to Sri Advaita Prabhu that you are the leader of the Brahmins. And yet, I am just a wretched, sinful, untouchable. Do you not fear that you will lose your reputation? Do you not feel that you will be contaminated by inviting me inside your house every day to take your prasad? In response to this, Advaitacharya performed the Shraddha ceremony. And all the most learned, austere, and pure-hearted Brahmins of the whole area of Shantipur and Fulia came to his home. And before all of them, Advaitacharya honored Haridas Thakur by giving him the first remnants of the Shraddha. Haridas Thakur accepted because it was Advaita's desire. But he was feeling so much unqualified. Why have you done this? Advaita Prabhu replied, you are a pure Vaishnava. You have complete faith in the holy name. Therefore, by feeding you, I am feeding 10 million qualified Brahmins. It is the perfection of my home. It is the perfection of my life. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Advaitacharya, seeing the fallen condition of the people of this age of Kali, was going to the Ganga with his Shalagram Srila, praying with a loud voice and tears in his eyes, Krishna, please descend. You are the only hope to propagate this Harinam Sankirtan movement. And meanwhile, simultaneously, Haridas Thakur sat in his cave right here in Fulia and chanted the holy names with such intense love and devotion, praying for Krishna to descend to deliver the sinful condition of human society. And according to Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally descended into this world to fulfill the prayers of these two great personalities, Srila Advaitacharya and Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki.
A very historical pastime I'm about to narrate to you, which took place here in Fulia ground. Haridas Thakur was chanting in his cave. At that time, it was a beautiful night. The moon was shining, and it was glistening with such exotic formations, its reflection upon the river Ganga. There was very sweet smells, very perfect temperature in every regard. It was the most pleasing possible atmosphere. At that time, Mayadeva, the Lord's own external illusory potency, with all of her powers, took the form of the most beautiful woman. The fragrance emanating from her body, what to speak of her form, would have completely disturbed the minds even of Brahma Shiva, what to speak of the great philosophers, yogis, sages, or rishis. She approached the cave of Haridas Thakur and bowed down to him. She said, "O great sage, we are together alone on this lonely night. My heart is longing to have union with you. Please fulfill my desire. You are a great saintly person." A great saintly person never puts a person in distress. "If you do not fulfill my desire, I will be in great distress." Noble souls will always fulfill the desires of those who come for charity. "I beg this charity of you. Let us have union on this very night." Haridas Thakur looked upon her and said, "Yes, yes, I will certainly fulfill your desires. But I haven't completed my rounds." For three consecutive days, or three consecutive nights, she came. Then he put down his japa mala. He said, "Now my rounds are finished." She said, "Let me introduce myself. I am Maya. I have come here to test you. But I see that you are completely fixed in your devotional service. You don't even have the slightest concern for anything of this material world. You're totally absorbed in the chanting of the holy names.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Mayadevi fell at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, begging him to give her initiation into the name of Krishna. "Formally, I received from Lord Shiva the name of Ram." The name of Ram grants liberation, but receiving the name of Krishna from you will grant ecstatic love of Krishna. Haridas Thakur initiated Maya into the chanting of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Haridas Thakur King. Haridas would roam on the banks of the Ganges through the town and the village chanting Hare Krishna. He would exhibit such amazing ecstatic symptoms. Sometimes tears would pour from his eyes. Sometimes his limbs would tremble. He would perspire. Sometimes his hair would stand on end. His voice would become choked up. Sometimes uncontrollably he would roll in the ground. Wherever Haridas went, people were amazed to see him. Just by seeing him, people's hearts would melt. And he would induce everyone to take the gift of Harinam. In this way, throughout this Fuliya Gram, thousands upon thousands of people were being transformed. The Hindus were giving up all their vain rituals, and they were taking to the real process of sacrifice. Harinam Sankirtan!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And the Muslims, they understood, this is the perfection of our religion. To dance in ecstasy, to weep with our arms raised, chanting Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Haridas Thakur was having such an incredible influence with his humility, simplicity, and complete devotion. However, the Qazi, the governor of this land, became terribly envious. He went to the king and reported that this person, Haridas, he was born in a Muslim family, but he has rejected his own religion. He has become a Hindu. And now he is corrupting the other Muslims. He must be punished for his sins. The king ordered for Haridas Thakur to be arrested. Haridas Thakur fearlessly, gladly came to the place of the king. There were many very pious, saintly people who were imprisoned due to the sectarian, demoniac nature of the government. Those prisoners were simultaneously very happy and very sad. They were sad that Haridas Thakur was going to be arrested. But they were very happy that they would get his darshan. They were begging the prison guards, please let us have his darshan. When he comes, let us see him, even for a moment. Haridas Thakur came into the area of the prisoners. They gazed at him without blinking. They bowed down before Srila Haridas Thakur. And by his influence, the symptoms of ecstatic love for Krishna manifested on their bodies. They looked upon him, seeking shelter at his lotus feet. Haridas Thakur spoke,
"Stay! Stay just as you are. May you remain in this condition always."
They became a little unhappy because they were prisoners. No one wants to stay a prisoner forever. When Haridas Thakur saw that they were despondent by his blessing, he said to them that, "You do not understand. I gave you a very good blessing. At this very moment, your hearts are completely attached to Krishna. You are bound down with devotion to a devotee of Krishna. Please always remain in this condition. Always remember Krishna. Gather together and chant the holy names of Krishna. Help each other to never forget Krishna. Never hurt anyone. Never cause trouble to anyone. Rather, spend your time chanting the holy name."
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You should forget all material pleasures. Flee from materialistic association. You should know that if you have attachment to material pleasures, you cannot attain love for Krishna. Material sense gratification has been distracting our attention away from Krishna, birth after birth after birth.
Know that whenever Maya comes to attempt to tempt you
with material enjoyment, that it's simply a trap to steal your heart away from Krishna. Do not fall into that trap.
Only by very divine good fortune does one have the opportunity to have the association of devotees. And in that association, to give up materialistic pleasures. However,
if one commits offenses to the Vaishnavas or to Krishna's holy name, then one is once again attracted to materialistic life. Therefore, be very careful. Commit no offenses. Together, chant Hare Krishna.
The divine boon that I give you
is that you may be firmly attached to devotional service of Lord Krishna.
And besides that,
in 2 or 3 days, you will be released from the prison. Saying that, Haridas Thakur compassionately smiled upon all and then fearlessly walked before the king.
When he came before the king,
he was so beautiful, full of such divine qualities, that the king was attracted. With great respect, he offered him a sitting place. And he spoke very affectionately to Haridas. He said, "Oh, my dear brother, you are so fortunate. You have been born in the exalted family of Muslims. Why are you so crazy that you have taken up the ways of the low-class, sinful Hindus
by giving up the religion of your birth? Do you think you will attain paradise?
Please analyze what I have spoken and respond." Haridas Thakur began to laugh.
"Aha! Just see the power of Maya, the illusory potency."
The king and the Kazi were listening. Then Haridas Thakur looked at the king with his compassionate, lotus-like eyes. He spoke very sweetly these words. To the king he said, "My dear son, there is only one God for all living entities. Although the Hindus and the Muslims may have many differences, the Quran and the Puranas describe the same one God of all living entities. And different people follow their scriptures according to the way they are inspired by the Lord. But all the great scriptures, they simply describe the qualities and the names of the Supreme Lord, the Lord of all. That one Lord is pure, eternal, undivided, unchanging, and perfect. He is situated in everyone's heart. The Lord within the heart gives a particular idea of how he should be worshipped.
one who attacks another living being because of differences, he is actually attacking God himself. That one Lord within my heart has inspired me to chant the holy names of Krishna, to worship Krishna. Therefore, I must follow the Lord of my heart. Now, if a Brahmin Hindu were to convert to become a Muslim, the same punishment that he should get, you should give that to me. Oh, Honorable One, please consider what I said. Judge me and then punish me according to your desire. When the Muslims heard this, their hearts melted. He spoke with such compassion, such truth. However, the vicious, envious Qazi, he could not tolerate it. Please analyze what I have spoken and respond. Adidas Thakur began to laugh. Aha! Just see the power of Maya, the illusory potency. The king and the Qazi were listening. Then Adidas Thakur looked at the king with his compassionate, lotus-like eyes. He spoke very sweetly these words. To the king he said, "My dear son, there is only one God for all living entities. Although the Hindus and the Muslims may have many differences, the Quran and the Puranas describe the same one God of all living entities. And different people follow their scriptures according to the way they are inspired by the Lord. But all the great scriptures, they simply describe the qualities and the names of the Supreme Lord, the Lord of all. That one Lord is pure, eternal, undivided, unchanging, and perfect. He is situated in everyone's heart. The Lord within the heart gives a particular idea of how he should be worshipped. One who attacks another living being because of differences, he is actually attacking God himself. That one Lord within my heart has inspired me to chant the holy names of Krishna, to worship Krishna. Therefore, I must follow the Lord of my heart. Now, if a Brahmin Hindu were to convert to become a Muslim, the same punishment that he should get, you should give that to me. Oh, Honorable One, please consider what I said. Judge me and then punish me according to your desire. When the Muslims heard this, their hearts melted. He spoke with such compassion, such truth. However, the vicious, envious Qazi, he could not tolerate it. He said to the king, "This man must be punished. Haridas! If you speak from your own scripture, the Quran, then we will release you. But if you cannot do that, if you continue to speak the religion of the Hindus, then you must die. You must die.
Haridas Thakur smiled at them.
The king said, "Don't take this so lightly, Haridas. We're going to punish you. We're going to kill you. Give us a proper answer that you'll just speak from your own scripture, the scripture of your birth." Haridas Thakur replied that everything is happening by the will of God. Nothing can take place without his sanction. If God wills for me to be punished and die, then I will be happy to accept it. But I will tell you this. You can chop my body into thousands of pieces, but the holy name of Krishna will constantly come from my mouth. You can chop every piece into thousands of pieces, and you will see that every one of those pieces will be loudly chanting the names of Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
The king was frustrated. He turned to the Qazi and said, "What should I do with this animal?" The Qazi said, "He should die. He should be tortured by being beaten through 22 marketplaces till his life force leaves his body." Then they called some big, powerful soldiers to come. The Qazi ordered those soldiers, "You beat him, and you beat him, and you beat him." He was speaking so angry. He said, "You beat him until he is dead." So they grabbed him by the hair, dragged him to the first marketplace, and started beating him with all their strength. The pious people, they were suffering terribly to see this. Some of them actually jumped on the soldiers trying to stop them, but they were just cast aside. And the soldiers continued to beat Haridas. Others were falling at the feet of these executioners and begging, "I'll give you everything. I'll give you my house, my wealth, whatever you desire. But stop beating this innocent soul." But these men were so angry, so ruthless, so envious. They were insulting him, blaspheming him, dragging him, beating him. Throughout the entire day, through all 22 marketplaces. But Haridas Thakur felt no pain because he was completely absorbed in chanting the holy names. Just as Prahlad Maharaj was tortured in so many ways by Hiranyakashipu, he felt no pain. Because in his heart of heart, he was surrendering to Krishna. The only pain that Haridas Thakur experienced while he was being beaten brutally through the 22 marketplaces of Phuliagram was the pain in his heart of compassion for those soldiers trying to murder him. He was constantly praying to Lord Krishna, "My dear Lord, please, be kind to them. Give them your mercy. And please, my Lord, I beg you, whatever hatred they have for me, please do not consider it an offense." They were beating him and beating him and beating him. And he was smiling at them, constantly chanting Krishna's holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
At the end of the 22 marketplaces, these soldiers were utterly exhausted. And Haridas was still smiling and chanting. They said, Haridas, we don't understand who you are or what you are. Are you some saint? We've beaten you through all 22 marketplaces. And the whole time you're smiling. The whole time you're chanting. And when you look at us, you look as if you feel sorry for us. If you actually feel sorry for us, then hear what we have to say. Today, we will die. Because you will kill us, because we were not able to kill you. Haridas was so kind. He said, oh, if my being alive is an inconvenience, then I will die. You just watch and see. Then he sat down, and all symptoms of life disappeared from his body. No pulse, no heartbeat, no breath. He went into a total state of samadhi. Internal meditation on Radha and Krishna. They picked up the body of Haridas and threw it at the doorstep of the Qazi. The king asked, he's dead, so we should bury him. Qazi said, no, no bury! If he's buried, he will attain paradise. Throw him in the Ganges! Then he will suffer eternally. So they picked him up and brought him to the Ganges. Then they were about to throw him in, but Krishna entered into his body. He became so heavy that even the strongest men in the four directions could not lift him. They were struggling, they couldn't get him in. But just as Hanuman allowed himself to be trapped by the ropes of Indrajit, in the same way Haridas Thakur allowed himself to be thrown like a piece of trash in the river Ganges. He went underwater. He floated for some time downstream. Then he came back to external consciousness. Climbed up the bank of the Ganges, started dancing in ecstasy, chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
He danced right back into the village of the king. When the Muslims saw him, they fell at his feet and surrendered to him. They were liberated by his mercy. Then the king came and bowed down at his feet with folded palms. He began to pray that now I can understand that you are truly a great saint. That you actually have full knowledge of the one supreme God. Please forgive me for my offenses. Please pardon me for my ignorance. Great sages like you are equal to all living beings. You're compassionate and merciful to everyone. Now I declare today that you can live anywhere you like. You can go anywhere you like and you can do whatever you like. Go on propagating this Harinam Sankirtan. Then the executioners who were beating him with beats, with sticks, with tears in their eyes, they approached Haridas, fell at his feet, begging for forgiveness. Haridas Thakur blessed them all. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki! Then Haridas was dancing and chanting. He came back here to the village of Fulia. where he met with Brahmins. And the Brahmins were very happy to see him. They're very sad to see, to hear of what happened to him. Please listen carefully to what we are about to speak. Haridas told the Brahmins, do not feel bad. Actually, I heard those people blaspheme the holy names of Krishna. And therefore I deserved to be punished. In fact, that beating through 22 marketplaces was a very, very insignificant token of what I really deserved. But I'm so happy, I'm so grateful. By that small little reaction to my major offense, I have been purified of my sins. Now everyone, let us dance and chant the holy name. Louder!
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Louder, please! Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai! In this cave he was living in Puliya Gram, devotees would come to visit him. But it was very difficult for them because there was some vaporous substance in that cave that was intolerable. It would just be burning their eyes, burning their nose, burning their skin, burning their lungs. They couldn't stay with Haridas for more than minutes. So some vaidyas, or physicians, they went to the cave. They analyzed, what is the problem? There is an intensely venomous serpent that's living in that cave. And the fire of his poison is emanating. No man could live there. You must convince Haridas he has to leave that cave.
So the devotees and Brahmins came to Haridas. It was just the twilight of the evening. They told him, Haridas, there's a venomous snake living in this cave. And we cannot tolerate the vapors of its poison. You must leave this place. Haridas said, I'm sitting and chanting Hare Krishna here. I don't know any snake. I'm not feeling any inconvenience whatsoever. However, if it is a disturbance for you to come here, then if the snake does not leave on this very day, I will go somewhere else. As soon as he said that, a great miracle took place. This incredible serpent came out of his hole from the cave and slithered right by Haridas and all of his guests. It was a gigantic serpent. His body was black, white, and yellow, and there was a dazzling jewel on his head. As soon as that snake heard that I will leave this place if the snake doesn't, Krishna in the heart of the snake directed him to leave that cave forever. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. One day here in Puliya Gram, at the house of a very wealthy aristocratic person, a snake bite physician was singing songs about snakes. And Haridas Thakur happened to walk by. At that moment, the great snake, Vasuki, entered into the heart of that snake bite physician. And he started singing about Kaliya. And how Krishna was dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. When Haridas Thakur heard this, he became ecstatic.
When the snake charmer was singing, he was also dancing in so many snake-like waves. And there was a big crowd around watching the snake fight position, singing and dancing. Haridas became so ecstatic. First he fell to the ground unconscious, thinking of Krishna subduing Kaliya. He gave Kaliya bhakti by dancing on his head with his lotus feet. Then Haridas got up and started roaring the holy names. Tears started flowing from his eyes, his limbs were trembling, his hairs were standing on end, all ecstasies of love of Krishna were manifesting. He was dancing, sometimes gracefully, sometimes wild. All the people were watching with great wonder, and the snake bite physician was standing against a wall with folded palms, honoring and worshipping Haridas as he was performing Harinam Sankirtan. Then Haridas came to his external consciousness and walked away. In that group, there was an envious Brahmin. Please, that our Sampradaya has nothing against Brahmins. If they're Vaishnavas. If they're humble and gentle. Respectful to all. Like Rupin Sanatan. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But if they are envious and proud, then they are Brahmins in name only. So this particular Brahmin, he was thinking, just see these fools! They're honoring this low-class, untouchable wretch. I'm a Brahmin. I should be getting this honor. They're such ignorant people that they're honoring him just because he rolls around on the ground and falls unconscious. Let me, a Brahmin, do it. Then they'll make some advancement. So, desiring honor and distinction, this Brahmin went. He imitated exactly what he saw Haridas. He loudly roared the name of Krishna. Then he fell to the ground. The snake-like physician picked up a stick and started beating him and beating him and beating him. He was beating him so painful that the man was screaming, "Ah! Father, father, save me!" Beating, beating, beating. Every limb of his body was being beaten and beaten and beaten. He couldn't get away. His life was about to expire. He was screaming in agony. Finally, he ran away for his life. And the snake-like physician began to again sing the names, sing his beautiful songs and dance like a snake. The people were bewildered. They inquired submissively from him. When Haridas fell to the ground and danced, you stood with folded hands and worshipped him. When this Brahmin did it, you beat him. You don't understand why. At that time, the great snake Vasuki entered his heart to speak the glories of Haridas Thakur. I would like to read to you what he had said. The answer to your question is a great secret. Would you like to hear? It's a secret. But by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have access to the greatest secrets. Although it should not be told, I must tell it to you. When you saw Haridas Thakur display the symptoms of ecstasy, you felt great devotion to him. Seeing this, the envious Brahmin threw himself to the ground. He broke the happiness of my dancing. What envious person has the power to do that? Thinking himself a rival of Haridas, he put on this false show therefore I punished him, thinking everyone will think I am a great saint. He pretended to be in ecstasy. This kind of cheating does not please Lord Krishna. Only a person who is honest can attain true devotion to Lord Krishna. Whoever sees Haridas dance finds that all his material bondage becomes destroyed. Lord Krishna personally dances in Haridas' dancing. By seeing his dancing, the entire universe becomes purified. Lord Krishna Chandra always stays in his heart. Therefore, his name Haridas is appropriate. Filled with love for all living beings and eager to help him, he takes birth every time the Supreme Lord descends to this world. He never commits an offense to Lord Vishnu or to the Vaishnavas. Even in a dream, he never places his glance on the wrong path. Any soul who attains his association for even a half a sesame seed worth of time will inevitably attain shelter at Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Brahma and Shiva become very happy at heart to always have Haridas's association. Thinking noble birth and respectable family are all worthless attainments, he took birth on the Supreme Lord's order in a very low family. Even if he is born in a low family, a devotee of Lord Vishnu should be worshipped. That all the scriptures say. If a person is born in a noble family, does not worship Lord Krishna, what will he attain in that noble birth? He will be thrown into hell. So, he could be living proof of this declaration of the scriptures. Haridas took birth in a low family. Prahlad took birth as a family of a demon. Hanuman took birth as a monkey. In the same way, Haridas Thakur took birth in a low family. The demigods yearn for Haridas' touch. The Ganga also yearns that Haridas may dive into her waters. What to speak of touching him? Simply seeing Haridas, every soul cuts apart the beginningless ropes of karma. Anyone who takes shelter of Haridas finds that the bonds of repeated birth and death are cut apart. Even though for 100 years he describes them with 100 mouths, Lord Ananta Shesha cannot find the end of Haridas' glories. You are all very fortunate, for a small part of Haridas' glories has now entered my mouth. Anyone who once speaks the name of Haridas Thakur goes to Lord Krishna's abode. That is the truth of all truths. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. Shall I continue?
Yes.
With your permission. From Fuliagram, Haridas went to a place called Harinadi. There, one Brahmin approached Haridas in a very angry way. He said, Haridas, you are ruining the Vedic culture. You're just such a sentimental emotionalist. Chanting the names of the Lord loudly? What is this loud chanting? According to the scriptures, the chanting of these mantras must be silent within one's mind. By chanting loudly, these mantras will lose their potency. You are polluting the mantras. And you are misleading the general populace. These mantras are meant for Brahmins to chant secretly. And you're distributing them to the whole world, to everyone, even the Yavanas and Malaysians. Everyone's chanting.
Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Hare.
Haridas Thakur said, according to the Shastras, The loud chanting of the holy names is 100 times more powerful than chanting silently within one's own mind. Ha! What nonsense you're speaking! From what scriptures do you read this? Haridas began to quote various scriptures. So many scriptures! I'll tell you the difference between loud chanting and silent chanting. When you chant silently, only you get the benefits. But when you chant loudly, all living entities get the benefits. Not only humans, but even the animals, the insects, the trees, the grass. Everyone is purified by the loud chanting of the holy name.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
It is this compassion for the fallen souls that pleases Krishna. Therefore, I declare, on the basis of the authority of scripture, that loud chanting of the holy names has 100 times the benefit of silent chanting. This Brahmin was totally defeated. But did he admit defeat? No. He became angry like fire, envious like a snake. He started shouting at Haridas, "Now I see that the predictions of the scriptures is coming true. That in the age of Kali, low-class malechas will be speaking from the Vedas, corrupting and polluting everyone's minds. I don't see any need for Kali to progress any further. It's come to its conclusion today." Now this low-class untouchable thinks that he can instruct a Brahmin? Abominable. That assembly of devotees, of Brahmins, all of them, they didn't take side with Haridas. In fact, they kind of took sides with this other envious Brahmin. So Haridas Thakur smiled and walked away. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki! Anyways, a few days later, that Brahmin got smallpox. But these smallpox were not so small. His nose fell off. He suffered miserably. And Haridas Thakur, he was forgiving that person like anything in his heart. He was very sad to see smallpox make his nose fall off. It is said, if you offend a Vaishnava, the Vaishnava may forgive you, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead may not forgive you unless you truly atone for your offense by begging apologies. That is the verdict of the scriptures. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated his Harinam Sankirtan movement in Navadvip, Haridas Thakur shifted from Fulia to Navadvip. There he was a constant associate of Lord Chaitanya. Every night he was there for the kirtans at Srivasangam, dancing in ecstatic love with the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur the order to go to each and every person you see, to every house, every marketplace, every bathing ghat, give this message. What is the message? Chant the names of Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Chant the names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Hear the glories of Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your real friend. He's your true wealth. He is your life and soul. Together, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur transformed the hearts of hundreds and thousands of people, including Jagai and Madhai. during the Mahaprakash Leela, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his divine opulences to Haridas Thakur. He told him, when those executioners were beating you in Phuliyagram, I descended from Vaikuntha with my Sudarshan Chakra to kill them. But you were praying, Lord, please forgive them. I had no power to touch them. Therefore, I laid my body on your back and took all the blows myself. He showed Haridas and all the devotees the scars of that beating on his beautiful golden form. Haridas fell unconscious in ecstasy. When Haridas Thakur was asked to take any boon, he said, my Lord, I am the most sinful. I am the most wretched and fallen. Anyone who sees me becomes contaminated and should bathe in the Ganga. And yet still, I'm still longing for prestige and honor. That is my wretched condition. If you must give me a boon, then in every birth I may take, let me take it in the home of your devotee. May it be as a dog or an insect, but let me always get the remnants of the food from the plates of the Vaishnavas. Let me always be the servant of the servant of your servants. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Haridas the boon that whoever sees you, whoever sincerely hears about you, whoever meets you will attain love for Krishna, the greatest of all treasures. You have descended into this world to propagate the Yuga Dharma, the loud chanting of the holy name.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Hearing the Lord's mercy upon Haridas Thakur, Haridas cried, and all the devotees began to dance in ecstasy, crying, Jai, Jai!
Jai, Jai!
Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki!
Jai!
Phuliyagram ki!
Jai!
After sannyas, the Lord went to Puri. When he returned from his South Indian tour, Kala Krishnadas went back to Bengal to tell everyone of Lord Chaitanya's arrival. Shivananda Sen arranged the pilgrimage of all the associates of Mahaprabhu to go to Puri. It was a glorious welcome into Puri. First they met at the Atharanala, and King Prataparudra with Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they were standing on the roof of the palace watching. The Lord's associates from Puri were embracing and welcoming the associates from Bengal. They were dancing and chanting together. King Prataparudra said, I have seen so many kirtan parties come here to Puri, but I have never seen anything like this. They are effulgent. Their chanting is so sweet. Gopinath Acharya said, along with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, this is Prem Sankirtan, the chanting of love, pure love. This is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced to the world, Prem Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya, with the help of Kashi Mishra, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and King Prataparudra, gave all facilities for the devotees. They all met the Lord at the Gambira, and the Lord was affectionately offering his love and glorifying each devotee. Then he asked, where is Haridas? Down the road, Haridas was laying prostrate in the dust, offering his obeisances. For hours! Lord Chaitanya said, "Bring Haridas to me! I want to embrace him, I want to see him." That devotee went out to the road and said, "Haridas, the Lord is calling for you, come." Haridas was weeping in humility. "I am most wretched. I am most contaminated. I'm a sinful, low-born wretch. I cannot go into the Lord's abode. I will remain here offering my obeisances." The Lord honored the sentiment of Haridas Thakur. Haridas would never go into Gambira, the Lord's residence. He felt himself too fallen, even though the Lord was begging him to come. After all the devotees were welcomed by the Lord and the Lord personally arranged for their accommodations, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally came out into the road where Haridas was laying in the dust, still offering his obeisances. He lifted him up and embraced him. "Please do not touch me, my Lord. I am so low and dirty." The Lord affectionately arranged for Haridas Thakur to have a place just close to Jagannath's temple. Knowing that Haridas Thakur, out of his humility, would never go against the current of the traditions of the Jagannath temple, he would never enter the temple. But the chakra of the temple is none different than the deity inside. So he arranged a place where 24 hours a day Haridas Thakur could have darshan of Jagannath and worship him in the form of the chakra. Srila Prabhupada would often tell us this particular transcendental pastime, because it's so important and so dear to the hearts of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. There is no difference between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. The only difference is one moves and one apparently doesn't move. Haridas Thakur was too humble to go into the temple. Therefore, Lord Jagannath himself, every single day, would come out of the temple in his form of Lord Gauranga and go directly to the kutir of Haridas Thakur. After seeing the morning aarti and remaining in the temple for some hours performing kirtan, Lord Chaitanya would get the Mahaprasad of Jagannath and go directly to the kutir of Haridas. He would personally deliver him Mahaprasad, garland prasad, food prasad. Every day he would sit and discuss Krishna for several hours with Srila Haridas Thakur. Seeing that Haridas was sitting chanting 300,000 names of Krishna every day, even in this, under the hot sun, one day Srimad Mahaprabhu brought Mahaprasad toothbrush of Sri Jagannath. He pushed it in the ground, and from that toothbrush a bakul tree began to grow. Within a matter of minutes it was a full grown tree. Siddha Bakula, the perfect miraculous tree that was born of the hands of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In love and gratitude for that mercy, Haridas Thakur would chant his 3 lakhs of Krishna's names under that tree every day. when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami came to Puri, they stayed in the kutir with Srila Haridas Thakur. And the pastimes that took place in Siddhapakula are celebrated and worshipped in our holy scriptures. It was there that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to the world that Srila Rupa Goswami is the Acharya of our Sampradaya. And from that day on, we all became Rupanukas, the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. Every year at Ratha Yatra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appointed Haridas Thakur to be the lead dancer in one of the groups dancing before Ratha Yatra. In fact, this year, in June, we are inviting everyone to follow in the footsteps of Haridas Thakur and dance before the cart of Jagannath in Ratha Yatra. And here at Phuliagram, we would like to announce that for this yatra, there is no restrictions and no conditions of who is allowed or who is not allowed. You just have to make your own arrangements. But whoever, you can invite anyone you like, just come. The only request is everyone dances in ecstasy in the parade, loudly chanting Krishna's name. Krishna, 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 Krishna. We're hoping thousands of you come. For the pleasure of Haridas Thakur. One day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Siddhapakula. He expressed the unhappiness of his heart that the people of this age of Kali It was there that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to the world that Srila Rupa Goswami is the Acharya of our Sampradaya. And from that day on, we all became Rupanukas, the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. Every year at Ratha Yatra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appointed Haridas Thakur to be the lead dancer in one of the groups dancing before Ratha Yatra. In fact, this year, in June, we are inviting everyone to follow in the footsteps of Haridas Thakur and dance before the cart of Jagannath in Ratha Yatra. And here at Phuliagram, we would like to announce that for this yatra, there is no restrictions and no conditions of who is allowed or who is not allowed. You just have to make your own arrangements. But whoever, you can invite anyone you like, just come. The only request is everyone dances in ecstasy in the parade, loudly chanting Krishna's name. Krishna, 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 Krishna. We're hoping thousands of you come. For the pleasure of Haridas Thakur. One day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Siddha Bakula. He expressed the unhappiness of his heart that the people of this age of Kali are so fallen, they are so averse to true Vedic culture. They're addicted to eating meat, addicted to intoxication, addicted to all kinds of material sense gratification. How, Haridas, how will they be delivered? Haridas Thakur, knowing that the Lord's heart was to feel unhappy to see the fallen condition of human society, he dedicated his life to preach. In fact, when Sanatana Goswami was living in Puri with Haridas Thakur, this great acharya praised Haridas in a very special way. Sanatana Goswami, greatest scholar, most renounced ascetic, purest Vaishnava. But how he praised Haridas Thakur. Some people, they preach the message of Godhead, but they do not behave properly. Other people, they behave very well, but they do not preach. They do not have that compassion for others. But you, Haridas, you have dedicated your life, sacrificed everything to preach the message of the Lord. And you are the perfect example by your life. Therefore, you could be the spiritual master for all the world. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki. When the Lord asked, how will the fallen souls of Kali be delivered? Haridas replied, my Lord, you have descended just to deliver them. And you have loudly chanted the holy names. Your holy names are perfect. You have invested all of your powers in the holy name. Whoever chants the holy name sincerely will certainly be delivered. Even if a yavana says haram, he will be delivered. He quoted from the Puranas about how once a malecha was being killed by the tusks of a boar. And he cried out, haram, haram! Which means abominable. Although he was saying abominable, still, haram means my dear Lord Ram. He was killed by the boar and he got liberated because he chanted the holy names. Ajamil, such a sinful rascal he was. But at the time of death, he chanted Narayan and was freed of all his sins and eventually promoted to the spiritual world. This is the power of your holy name. You have come to propagate the Yuga Dharma, my Lord. And because you have loudly chanted the holy names in this world, the whole universe has been delivered. All living beings will be delivered. The Lord said, but my compassion is not only for the moving living beings, but also the inanimate, unmoving living beings. What about the trees and the plants? How will they be delivered? They cannot chant. Haridas Thakur said, when they hear the holy name, they are delivered too. When you loudly chant the holy names, there is an echo. But my Lord, that is not an echo. That is the immovable trees, creepers, and plants responding very loudly to your chanting. Just as when Lord Ramchandra left for the spiritual world, all of Ayodhya went back to Godhead. And when Krishna left this world, the whole universe got liberated.
Went back to the world of the Lord.
Similarly, because you have come to this world by your causeless mercy and you have loudly chanted the holy names, all living beings in this universe will go back to Godhead. But then it will fill up again with other conditioned souls. In this way, Srila Haridas Thakur gave great happiness to the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, anyone who shares the distress of the Lord for the fallen souls and dedicates their life in some way or another in helping to preach the message of our acharyas will become most dear to Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells that one who tells this great science to others is most dear to me, and no one will ever be more dear to me than him. And in the age of Kali, the essence of the practical application of the knowledge of all the scriptures is service to the Vaishnavas. Showing compassion to the fallen souls. And always remembering Krishna by hearing his glories and chanting his holy name. One day Govinda came to Siddha Bakula to deliver some Mahaprasad of Jagannath to Haridas. Haridas said, "I am in a diseased condition. I cannot eat." But at the same time, he could not disrespect the Lord's prasad, so he offered his obeisances, he offered prayers, and he took one little morsel. The next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He heard this news. Haridas offered his obeisances. The Lord picked him up and embraced him. "Haridas, are you not well?" Haridas said, "My body is fine, but spiritually I am diseased because I cannot complete the chanting of the holy names according to my vow." Lord Chaitanya said, "Haridas, you are very, very old now. It's not possible for you to chant 3 lakhs of names. You have already fulfilled the mission of your incarnation to this world. You've already propagated the Yuga Dharma. Now you reduce the number of rounds that you chant every day." Haridas Thakur replied, "My Lord, please hear my appeal. I am an insignificant insect, but yet you have glorified me in so many ways. Although I'm unseeable from a low birth, you arrange for me to take the Shraddhapatra of Advaitacharya, the greatest of Brahmins. I am most sinful, but yet by your causeless mercy you have given me so much affection. My Lord, please hear my prayer. I fear that very soon you will perform the closing chapter of your earthly pastimes. I do not want to see this. I beg you that you place your lotus feet over my heart. you allow me to stare upon your moonlight face with my eyes. And with your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, on my lips, let my body fall before you. Lord Chaitanya became very unhappy. How will I live? Where will I find happiness without you? You are my dearest associate. Haridas said, please do not create this illusion, my Lord. What is the loss to the world if one insignificant insect dies? What is the loss to the world if this fallen, unworthy, sinful person dies? My Lord, please, I beg you, fulfill my desire. The Lord promised him he would do so. He left that place. Simultaneously happy and sad. The next day, Lord Chaitanya came with his associates to Haridas Thakur's house. Haridas Thakur welcomed them. He took the dust at the feet of every single Vaishnava and put it on his head. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally began Harinam Sankirtan. Vakreshwar Pandit was dancing. Swarup Damodar Maharaj was singing. Sweet Kirtan. Everyone was in ecstasy. Haridas Thakur was asked by Lord Chaitanya, what is the news, Haridas? Haridas replied, whatever mercy you bestow upon me. During this ecstatic kirtan, Haridas Thakur sat Lord Chaitanya down and placed his lotus feet over his heart. With his eyes unblinking, drinking the nectar of Lord Chaitanya's face, which is as radiant as a golden moon. Haridas Thakur had tears flowing from his lotus eyes and in his heart and from his mouth was repeating the names Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. In that most auspicious environment, he became lifeless. His soul returned to the lotus feet of the Lord. Upon seeing the disappearance of Haridas Thakur, the devotees immediately remembered how Bhishma left this world in the presence of Lord Krishna by his own sweet will. Out of pure love for his devotee, who broadcasted the Yuga Dharma throughout the world through his chanting of Hare Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifted the body of Haridas in an ecstasy, weeping, crying, began to dance with that body. Dancing and dancing and dancing. Swarup Damodar Goswami, he reminded the Lord that it is time to perform the last rites for your servant. They made a palanquin that looked like an airship and had a procession to the sea. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally led that procession, dancing in ecstasy with tears of love in his eyes for his devotee, inspiring everyone to loudly glorify Haridas Thakur by chanting the holy name.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
When they arrived at the sea, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally bathed the body of Haridas with his own loving hands. Then he dried that body. he proclaimed that from this day on, this sea is a holy place. And anyone who bathes in the sea where Haridas Thakur's body was bathed will be free of all sins and will get devotion to Krishna. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki! A hole was dug in the sand. Lord Chaitanya and his associates personally offered the Mahaprasad of Jagannath garlands. They wrote the name of the Lord with Chandan on his body. They placed it in the ground. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to show the world the love that he has for his devotee, performed the menial task of tossing the sand over the body to fill the grave of Haridas Thakur. His associates gathered around to help him to bury this great acharya. Then he arranged for a structure to be built over that site. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated the samadhi of Haridas Thakur and worshipped him with his heart. Then they all took their bath in the ocean. To glorify his devotee, Lord Chaitanya came back to the town of Puri from the sea. He went before the Singhadwaram, where the shopkeepers were, and he opened his cloth and said, "Today I am begging for a feast to honor the disappearance of Srila Haridas Thakur." He was personally begging just to glorify his devotee. That is Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar Goswami saw that the shopkeepers were bringing big, big baskets of every preparation they had. He said, "My Lord, you rest. We will do this." Swarup Damodar Goswami said, "You just give me a few handfuls of each preparation. That's all." Knowing that everyone would be coming to give everything. Soon there was a glorious feast. Everyone was assembled. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat with the other esteemed godbrothers of his guru. As the prasad was being served out, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ordering everyone to eat more. At first, he actually started to serve it himself. But his hands were so generous that one handful would be more than five people could eat. So Kamara Maharaj said, "My Lord, no one will eat till after you begin, so let us serve. You sit down." He knew what every devotee wanted most, because he's the super soul in everyone's heart. He was ordering the servers to give everyone just exactly what their hearts were thinking of taking. The Lord was very meticulous to make sure every single devotee was satisfied. After that glorious feast, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to glorify Haridas Thakur as if he had five mouths. The glories of Haridas Thakur are unlimited. Ananta Sheshi himself, if he were to chant these glories with his thousand mouths incessantly, he could not come to an end. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in ecstasy of love, was glorifying Haridas Thakur. He said Haridas Thakur was the crest jewel upon this entire universe. Through his example and through his life, He proclaimed the glories of the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. He himself chanted Hare Krishna 300,000 times every day, 192 rounds. Haridas Thakur was most humble, most tolerant, most merciful. By the divine will of Lord Krishna, he has given us the association of Haridas. But now, by the divine will of the Lord, he has taken away that association. The crown jewel of all persons of the world is gone. The universe is bereft of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who remembers Haridas Thakur with faith, anyone who witnessed the burial of his body, anyone who saw how he departed from this world, anyone who is attending this festival and taking his prasad, will certainly achieve love for Krishna. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own lotus mouth, he invited everyone, everyone, repeat after me, he said. Srila Haridas Thakur ki! Srila Haridas Thakur ki! Srila Haridas Thakur ki! Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki! Then the Lord ordered everyone to chant the holy name.
Krishna! 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 Krishna!
Tasting the sweetness of his love for his devotee, the Lord then left for his residence, feeling simultaneous bliss and sorrow in separation. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells us that anyone who hears this narration with faith will achieve the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is that mercy? That we will attain the shelter of his lotus feet. Kaviraj Goswami tells us there are four devotees who the Lord taught the world through their example. Essential qualities of a Vaishnava were exhibited in an unparalleled way through these four. He taught the world humility through Srila Sanatana Goswami. He taught the world neutrality and honesty through Damodar Pandit. He taught the world the virtue of self-control, being equipoised in any situation through Ramananda Rai. And he taught the world tolerance, Tarorapisaheshvana, through Srila Haridas Thakur. Trinarapi sunichena tadorapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadhari. Srila Haridas Thakur was the living embodiment of this verse. Therefore he could constantly chant the holy names. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was residing in Puri, he wrote a beautiful glorification of Srila Haridas Thakur, Amar Namacharya.
And one verse of that poem was inscribed upon his Samadhi Mandir. In particular, this is a glorification of Haridas Thakur. But in a broader sense, it is a glorification of all great Vaishnavas. He reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die. What is? He reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die, for thou art living in sound, the holy name. Vaishnavas die to live, and living spread the holy name around. Vaishnavas die to live, and live to spread the holy name around. Ramacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki. Nithai Gopinamandi. I thank you very much. Following in the footsteps of Srila Haridas Thakur, you have all tolerated my long speech today.
Srila Ramnath Maharaj ki!
I'm ever amazed to see how all of you tolerate me. I don't know how it is possible. No purity, no qualification, no realization. But yet you sit hour and hour and hour, hour after hour, just tolerating. I think today, for your tolerance, you will get the special mercy of Srila Haridas. Krishna speaks through his devotees. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki.
Hare Krishna. Jai Haridas Thakur ki. Maharaj, very nice way he describing all this thing. So just one or two point about Haridas I wanted to tell for my purification. Also Maharaj mentioned about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, that how he convinced all these owl bowl sampradaya. So I tell one or two story about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also. So when Haridas Thakur in Puri, so at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to every day go in the pendant of taking bath in the ocean. Actually, he is not male purpose to taking bath in the ocean, but instead he wanted to see Haridas every day. So this is taking bath in the ocean only pendant. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day used to take bath very nicely in the ocean. And after taking bath in the ocean, she every day come to Haridas Thakur to meet. So Haridas Thakur one day telling that I am most abominable person, so I am no quality. So you taking bath very nicely in ocean and you purify yourself. But after purify in the ocean, very nicely taking a bath in ocean, and you are coming near me, that means after taking bath in ocean, you get some purity. And after coming near me, you lose your purity all. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered, that by taking bath in the ocean, I get little purify. But I meet with you, I get millions times more purify. Because you are all the time chanting the name of God, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. Every minute you are chanting, and you are taking pious activity like a millions time taking bath in ocean, and all over the world, all the religion, all the pilgrimage. That means, in the world there is Radha Kund, Sam Kund, Ganga, Jamuna, all these millions of pilgrimage. And within a 5 minutes you are taking bath everywhere. So you are doing more pious activity. So this is the one of the glorification, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not joke with Haridas Thakur, just flattering him. So he is telling, really, if someone is chanting offenselessly, he every minute he doing pious activity to taking bath to go all the pilgrimage. So Maharaj is telling about Siddha Bakul also. I want to tell little more detail about Siddha Bakul. That Siddha, specific Siddha Bakul. So Puri's Pandas are giving every day for washing the feet to Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra, three special flower tree. That name to it, I do not know, I forget this flower tree name. So, but by chance that one of the twig is lost. That's why instead of that they are giving bakul branches for washing the Jagannath teeth. So generally that twig after washing Jagannath, they offer to respectable VIP man. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most VIP man at that time in in Jagannath Puri. So they are giving to washing his teeth, one of the Jagannath. So at that time, Haridas Thakur was out of shade, there is no shade, he chanting three last names. So immediately coming and planting that piece of branch, twig. So immediately becoming big tree, like a fat, like this tree, like this. So how this tree becoming like it is standing on the buckle only. Inside there is no juice, without juice, no tree, we cannot see that inside the wood.
So how it is come? After Haridas Thakur departure, so there will be, there one Rathyatra festival, big Rathyatra festival. So after many years, so in Haridas Thakur, so some of the devotees they take care, oh, because this is very nice tree, and under this tree, Haridas Thakur chanting three lakhs name. That's why they take care and worshipping. So one day, Puri's king is sending that you find out there is a chariot festival that a special wood need to make chariot, three chariot. So after finding, they ultimately find out that this Bakul tree is very nice for chariot. So they are watching that tree. He is telling me, tomorrow I will come. We cut the tree and make three chariot by this tree. Then king have very powerful and some of devotee how can get with king. So there are many requesting, don't cut, this is very auspicious tree. Don't cut this tree. But who care? All the soldiers is coming. No, tomorrow, today is finished, you see. Morning will come and we cut the tree, make the three chariot. So, night time, all on a sudden, tree becoming, make newscape. They seeing their inside juice are gone away. Only standing on the buckle. So when the king's man is coming, and he see that there is no wood, only it is standing on the buckle, then they are thinking, oh, this is very auspicious tree. Then they inform the king, and then king is very satisfied. Oh, this is last night we are seeing that full of wheat and a fat tree, but today is vanished all this. So this is the Siddha Bakul. Now we can see when you go the Orissa. Puri, so you can see that every tree have inside wood, but there is no wood. It is standing on the buckle. What is the English called buckle?
Bark.
So, this is very nice. Maharaj is mentioning that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, how he, one or two story I tell, bas. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati convinced all this bowl, all the sampradaya. So, in Bangladesh, there is a big jamindar, his name was Rohini Kumar. Rohini Kumar is very rich, he have money, opulence, everything. But he is thinking that I should give up all these things. And there is one place called Kulia, that we are going there of that Kulia, that time. We live there is many Vaishnav, they not know that Mayapur is the original place, birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, very few people not know the name of Mayapur. They thinking that Navadvip is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Rohini Kumar is thinking, I give up everything and take shelter to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he all the way from Bangladesh come, dedicate his life, just like we are dedicate, some of them, that we stay in temple, whole life. Manasa deho geho jokichumur arpilu tuapade nanda kishore. I give up everything. I take shelter to Krishna. So Rohini Babu also give up everything and take shelter, but he is in state of taking shelter, the real person, he gets cheated. And he taking shelter one bowl. You know, India, there is a singing, someone bowl. So bowl is one of the apasrampadai. So he taking shelter, but in the beginning he cannot judge that who is a real guru, who is a not guru, who is a cheater, who is a not cheater. But he is thinking, oh, Navadvip is a very nice place. Better I go some temple and taking shelter, that's where I spend my whole life. But after some day he is passing, then he is seeing that guru have so many bad habit. And one bad habit, he have lot of sevadasi, girl's friend. And he have associate with them. So, but he taking guru, but he cannot tell anything, oh, I already taking guru, how can I reject guru? In the mind, he is very much sorrowful that I taking actually in state of real guru, I am taking some rascal or something. So one day, he find out that there is a one very nice mart in Mayapur, so many nice mart. So let's go Mayapur to visit. So cross the river and he goes to Mayapur. But he is very lucky when he go Mayapur, at that time Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. And his enlivened body and his way of speaking, by seeing that he is a very nice enlivened, and he is taking instead of that rascal bowl, if I take, if my guru used to be he, then I am very satisfied. So after hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, he go back again Navadvip, crossing the river, and night time he is sleeping. And in the dream, he sing. Just like in the dream we see so many things. So he also sing so many things. So in the Pacific dream, he's seeing big jungle like a Sundarban or Africa, he entering. And everywhere, he's searching like this. Any tiger or lion is coming. All of a sudden, he's saying that Baul Guru, his guru, and taking the shape of the tiger. And all the women associate with the Baul Guru, they're taking the shape of the tigress and chasing him for eating. And he also running, tiger also running for chasing. And he also running, a tiger also running for eating him. So, after that, he is not seeing that any way to save his life. That's why he called, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. Hey Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, save me, save me.